countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
It's Wednesday. So in Ballinrobe, that means it's Mart Day. This is Suckler Cow Country. Beef farmers, sheep farmers, hill farmers, older farmers, smaller holdings.
Oh, they're not very upbeat now, I'll tell you about it.
And the mood right now, it's not great. It never really has been for beef farmers, always battling for better prices from the meat factories. But this time, it feels for real. Brexit, a Mercosur trade agreement allowing more South American beef into Europe, and new climate change legislation are just three of the big ticket items which these farmers are very worried about.
They're on about getting out of it, but they're on about that for years, and they don't get out of it. But they're not making any money out of it.
Yeah. When you say they, are you including yourself?
I am including myself, that's right. So, I love farming, I really do. The only problem is I don't have enough of it. I nearly want to... We want hundreds of acres now, really, to make a go of it.
And what are the options? If farmers are encouraged, we'll say under the new climate change proposals, to scale back in terms of livestock production,
well, I'll tell
what
you,
are
if
the
you scale back, there's nothing for them. There's absolutely nothing. Whatever about keeping the amount they have, if they scale back, they'll get nothing. They're on about forestry. What do they want to do? Cover the whole country in forest. I hate to see good land planted.
The government's climate proposals, published earlier this week, will seek demands from the likes of these farmers attending the mart in Ballinrobe. Are they ready for the challenge?
Yeah, with the climate change now, there needs to be changes in it.
And will you be fit for that?
Well, sure, we'll have to get fit for it and have it right. It's very important.
Do you think it'll be easy for you to make adjustments to the way you farm to meet climate change demands? And are you willing to...
Oh, we are, yeah. Because we know the choice, because the climate has gone wrong in the last couple of years. Definitely has.
What about reducing livestock numbers? Is that an option? If you got incentivised to do it?
Oh, yeah, it would be an option, yeah. If we get paid first.
We do live in a world of business where people actually eat meat. And the question is, does the consumer actually want to go to a supermarket and say, sorry, because of environmental concerns, there's no meat here, so you're going to have to buy something else? So the Irish beef is among, if not the best in the world. And while there's a market there for it, the consumer's habit will have to change. If the consumer's habit doesn't change and there's a demand for meat, then farmers are, of course, they're going to work to do that, because if there's a pound to be made out of it, why can't they make it?
The increase in milk production is being blamed for the increase in greenhouse gas emissions from Irish livestock, and it has set suckler and dairy farmers on a bit of a collision course.
The quality of cattle has deteriorated drastically in the last 3 to 4 years.
This man says that the increase in male dairy calves is making it more difficult for him to find quality beef stock.
Your beef market's been flooded with oversupply from the dairy industry. I mean, I find for finishing cattle, I have to feed ewe-grade cattle. If you're feeding lesser quality cattle, they're a total loss maker.
But those ewe grades, which are the top of the range sort of animals, you're saying they're harder to find now, are they?
They're extremely hard to find.
So many people are getting out of suckling cows, and it's a huge worry, because there's an awful lot of the land in the west of Ireland that's very suited to suckling herds. Against, you know, we don't have vast expanses of clean, dry land. And if you look at where Phil Hogan is going, where he's trying to incentivise lads to get out of sucking cows and plant land, you can't plant the whole west of Ireland. It just doesn't make sense. You know, and trying to create a carbon bank in the west of Ireland to allow other farmers to farm in a less environmentally friendly way, that doesn't make sense to me.
EU Agriculture Commissioner Phil Hogan has suggested that over time, farmers like those suckler producers in Ballinrobe Mart will have to scale back production. The president of the Irish Hill Farmers Association, Colm O'Donnell, doesn't agree, believing that sustainability is about the social and economical, as well as environmental well-being of the land and those who farm it.
If you want to incentivise them, you take that farmer today. If he had to pay a bill, this is what we do. He goes out to the market, at least he can sell something and put his child through college or pay a bill in his local co-op. But if he gets rid of those cows and he can't replace them, and he goes down the road of what the Commissioner has suggested, like, for example, going for a hectare of forestry or biomass, and he's stuck for a few pound. Can he go out and cut that young tree in 6 months' time and make money out of it? This is a way of life. This is how we sustain ourselves in these areas. And, you know, the wider picture, you need to have those farmers in those areas, not alone to keep the landscapes, you know, in good shape and keep the land eligible, but also to keep those communities viable.
Also, we're coming towards serious talks in terms of Mercosur, CAP reform. We're on the back of very low beef prices.
Brian Carroll is in the thick of it because he's a Swinford-based agricultural consultant out and about every day listening to farmers and giving them advice.
It's the change of mindset that someone that was reared on a beef farm with suckler cows, and in fact I was, and reared on a suckler farm, and all my family, my brothers and sisters, were put to third level in the 80s and 90s, but those days are gone. So if there's other areas for additional income, the sense is that farmers will take it. Even very, very good beef farmers, and we have a number of them in our groups, and yet they're not making sufficient money, Damien, to keep them on the farm. And it's, you know, they're being disillusioned. You look at the climate action plan that came out this week. It touched on that farmers will have to finish their cattle younger and earlier. But yet, young beef bull was the most efficient way of producing cattle, killing them off in slaughter at 16 months. Mm. And yet there was two farms we were on in January, February this year, and they had no market for those cattle. So there's a lot of mixed messages here for farming. There needs to be a clear path. If this is where we're going, farmers need to be encouraged. And if they do change, Damien, they need to be able to incentivise, and that is rewarding for them.
By 1 o'clock, the sale is finishing. It's not a big sale at this time of the year. The farmers are older and almost all male. It's changed times with so many younger farmers working in other jobs by day. But the mart remains a vital cornerstone of this town, like so many in the West. Tom Maguire is the mart manager.
People are very dependent on this establishment here. The mart is in Ballinrobe. It's a huge part of the town. It's on the edge of the town. I couldn't imagine Ballinrobe without it. The people that comes in here every week supporting it, they look forward to this weekly outing, whether they're selling or not. We always have a good crowd around. In relation to making a living out of it, wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world, but sure, that's, everybody knows that. But farmers are tough, and they keep going every year.
Farmers I spoke to at the mart in Ballinrobe in County Mayo during the week.